Blog Talk Radio.
Glory in you. And give you the adoration, all the glory. We appreciate it, Lord. Thank you for people joining us all over the world. Thank you for the anointing, the power of God, the veiling. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to have a good night's rest last night and for restoration this morning. You touched us with your finger, love, woke us up.
Thank you.
Gave us the activities of our limbs.
Thank you.
Even the activities in our mind.
Yes.
We get goodness of Jesus and all that you've done for us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
God, if you give me life and give me strength and give me your help.
Thank you, Lord.
My goal now to get you 100 billion praises. Help me. Help me, help me, help me, help me, Lord, help me. Forces fight against me. But I'm asking you to help me in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, all things are possible through you.
Yes.
You showed me how to do it. And it's the biggest venture that I've ever undertaken in my life. With your help, we can do it. I can't do it without you. Help me. Forgive me for all sin. Forgive all sin on this prayer line. Every sin of commission, things that people have done, and every sin of omission, things that people have not done that you told them to do. Oh, God, please. Thank you for your long suffering.
Thank you.
Told people to do so many things, and they haven't done them.
Lord,
they don't even realize they've sinned. But God,
commission
sometimes is worse than commission. That's why Jesus is not back here yet, because you have to deal with so many people who haven't obeyed you. Bless this prayer line today in the name of Jesus. Help us in the name of Jesus. Soothe every aching heart. Lift every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load.
Every load.
Oh, God, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Told me to do. I bind them. And I do cast them out through the power of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you
for what you've done, for what you're doing. We do love you, Lord. Appreciate you. Bless, bless, bless on this prayer line.
Yes.
You have new levels of miracles.
Yeah.
Every now and then you drop in and you show up so bountifully and give so many ultra awesome miracles. I'm asking
you
to do some on the prayer line here as of late. If you would do some ultra awesome miracles that authenticates and stamps this prayer line once again with the approval of the Holy Ghost, where people would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are in this prayer line. Thank you for it. Have not because I asked you not, but I've asked you this morning. I want to go on record as asking you for this in the name of Jesus. Bless, bless, bless. Help, help, help. Fix things, Lord. Fix things. And God, would you let this prayer line prosper? Don't let it prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment, let them be condemned. That's in the name of Jesus we pray. And thank you for your ultra awesome blessing. Thank you for what we've been able to do for you. You gave us strength, Lord, and helped us and showed us how to get you over 4 billion praises, and we thank you for it. Now you've shown us how to get you over 100 billion. People don't understand it, but you didn't give them the vision.
Thank
you gave it to me. And I do understand it quite well. Just help me to do it. Thank you for it. Bless, bless, bless. We pray. Thank you. And amen and amen. And good morning to all of you on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, God.
Good morning
to everybody. Good morning.
God bless you.
I'm going to start out by giving y'all a challenge this morning. Amen. A challenge. I heard you yesterday. Did you know that you got God's attention yesterday morning by commencing the line with praise?
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let me see what level of your praise that your praise is on. You didn't have a sleep level where you just woke up. You had a level, seemed like you were in the middle of the day. You gave God your best. But I want to challenge you to give him better than what you gave him yesterday. If God has been good to you and you got enough common sense to recognize that he's the one who gave you a mouth to talk, legs to walk, eyes to see, ears to hear. And everything you have, he gave it to you. And what you know, he taught you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. My praise
level.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's commence the line this morning with praise. Praise check. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
347-934-0207.
One more time. 347-934-0207.
347-934-0207.
What would they be able to do when they call that number?
When they call that number, they'll be able to hear exactly everything that's going on. And if they want to speak with you, all they would need to do is press 1, the number 1, on their handset, and they, too, will be participating in the live conference.
Right. Sounds good. God bless you.
God bless you, too, sir. Thanks.
What time? There's
right
no
now.
Code number.
No
what
code.
Time?
Right now. Right
yes,
now.
Right. Yes, right now. We're live right now.
God bless you. Now, let me also say a few things before we get started well here this morning. I want to thank God for the youth prayer line last night. It was good. Thank God for Dr. Pfeiffer and for Sister Gina. Amen. Tuesday nights, our hostess is Dr. Eleanor Pfeiffer. And on Thursday nights, our hostess is Sister Gina Hodges. Amen. Tuesday and Thursday now. We increase that as the late of the Lord. I believe to increase it, and it's been a blessing. So thank God they picked up. It was on my heart. The Holy Ghost must have done that, to ask them if they would start teaching the young people about the Holy Ghost. We got that on the line here, and I will open up the line to that today, and we'll teach on the Holy Ghost. But it's certainly important that our young people be taught. That's the way all of us, most of us on the line, I say that, were taught as young people. Brother Johnson, myself, all of us were taught as young people about the Holy Ghost. And our hearts were tender. We wanted the Holy Ghost. We received the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so let's get them while their hearts are tender and teach on the Holy Ghost. Amen. Before we ask him a lot of questions, I'm going to ask you, let's have the teaching on the Holy Ghost, because young people don't really know about the Holy Ghost unless they've been taught and trained. So it was very, very important. Since this is the first fruits, I plan to do that myself. Amen. I want to do a little teaching on the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. We're going to do it after a while. Amen. Because, see, a lot of people who have received the Holy Ghost, many times they're not able to put it in words. It's very, very important. The Jehovah Witnesses can come to your house and put things in words. Other denominations can come to your house and put things in the words. It's good to have something, but it's better to be able to tell folks what you have and how you got it, and make sense. This is an age where you got to make sense to people in order for them to receive it. And it's good to tell them, you know, what it would do for you, but what is it? It's very, very, very important. You know, I've been so happy. That's wonderful, but what is the Holy Ghost? Well, it's something. It'll keep you. Thank God. Yeah, it will. But what is it? So we got to learn to put what we have in English language words. Why? Because we're in England. Excuse me. We're in a country that speaks English and they understand English. And while I'm on this, this is a part of the Holy Ghost. I'm going to ask you, if you don't have an interpretation of tongues, which is a sign of the Holy Ghost, please do not speak in tongues on this line. Why? Because of the Bible, you're going against the Word of God. And if you don't have an interpreter, tongues are for the edification of yourself. I'd like to ask you to go to your private prayer closet, speak as much as you want to speak. But on the prayer line cannot understand what you're saying, or it sounds like gibberish to me. It does not edify the church. It does not edify. Read the Bible. Read Corinthians, I believe it's 14th chapter. And that will help you on that. This is a Bible line, a Bible teaching line. I'm not afraid to say anything that goes against the Word of God. I don't care how long you've been saved, 50 years, 100 years, 20 years, 10 years, 5 years. If it's not lining up with the Word of God, let's drop it. Amen. We're not a traditional line. This is a line that is controlled by the Word of God. Amen. God bless you. Before I do any teaching this morning, I want to ask Sister Porshi, can you get a few praise reports? Amen. Anybody, in fact, everybody ought to have a praise report of what God did for you. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Because if you're going against the Word of God, ain't nobody mad but the devil.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Sister Porshi, can you come
yes.
and get a few praise reports? I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning. We are here to praise God. And I thank the Lord for letting me see another birthday yesterday. And I turned 65 years old, and I'm so glad. And
happy birthday to you.
Yeah, and so now the prayer line is open to those that have a praise this morning.
Good morning, saints. This is Dr. Lacey in Waukegan.
Dr.
Good morning to each of you.
Happy birthday.
I want to reach
birthday.
I want to wish Mother Johnson, Sister Poshier, Mother Johnson, a belated birthday. Happy birthday and to Sister Poshier, too.
Yes.
I want to thank the Lord this morning for everything that he has done for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've got back my voice. I've got back some of my strength. But I thank God for all that he has done. No more dollars. The doctor on at the university, all three doctors at the University of Illinois, released me on Monday and said I don't have to come back no more. Everything is well. I have to continue to see my kidney doctor and my family doctor. But God has been so good to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He have brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long ways, a mighty long ways, all the way from not being able to walk, weaken my body. Oh, God, Dallas, you name it, God has been good and brought me out. I want to give my special thanks to each of you this morning who took the time out to pray. But without prayer, I would not be here. Without prayer, hallelujah, I would not be here. Continue to pray that the Lord would continue to bless me. But that is my praise report. I've come so far by faith.
Yes.
And favor.
Right. So now, if there's anybody else, we thank Mother Lacey. And she,
yes.
her voice is coming back, and we thank her for the praise because God is good. So if there's any other praise report this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead.
This is Sister Mays from Alabama. Praise the Lord this morning to all of you, Dr. Johnson, First Lady Betty, Mother Abby Johnson, Dr. Pfeiffer, all of you saints that are on the First Fruit Prayer Line. I just thank God for being here today, waking me and my family and all of you. I thank God, I think I have a friend that I connected on the line. I don't know if she's there, but I'm going to ask if she's there. Her name is Sister Janita Essett, and she's from Alabama. I just wanted to speak to you, give her praise. Sister Janita, are you on the line? Well, God bless you. She must not got on, but I will get it on another time, Dr. Johnson.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Sister Porshi.
Is there any other praise this morning? Because God has been good to us. Come on,
it's
with your praise.
It's a day that the Lord has made.
Right.
I will rejoice and be glad in it.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. Oh, I'm so happy and glad to be a part of this prayer line and giving honor to God and to our leader, Dr. Johnson. And I thank God, oh, God, for First Lady Betty. You know, I'm just glad to be a part of the prayer line. The Lord is truly blessing me and keeping me alive, and I'm glad for it. Enemy kind of got a little something in my throat this morning. But however, I know God is a healer, and I do believe in him, and I'm trusting in it to get it all to clear my voice. But I'm just glad because the Lord gave me a good night's rest last night and brought me safe thus far. And I thank God for the people on the prayer line. I got so many calls and so many love tokens. And I tell you, I just thank God for every one of you. And I started to call it. I might miss one or two. But everyone, you know who you are.
Yeah.
That sent me a love token, and I thank you, and God bless every one of you, because I don't like to miss no one. And if I start calling them, I might miss one. But I thank God for each of you. God is in the blessing business. And
yes,
I pray for you, and you keep me in your prayers, that God will always carry me on. Somebody said, how do you feel since you're 94? I said, I feel the same as I did when I was 93.
Yes,
so I praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Has made no changes in me. I thank you and pray for Mother Johnson. God will always get the glory out of my life. God bless you. God bless each of you. Thank you.
Yeah, we thank God for Mother Johnson being 94 years old. I just hope that I can live to get that age and still have my right mind. So
God, the praise.
It's open to somebody else that have a praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Come on, y'all. Come on, have a praise. It's the praise report.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Oh, come on, Mother Johnson.
Thank you, Jesus.
How's everybody doing today?
Amen. Bless up the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus.
Yes.
Thank God for another day, a day that I'll never see before and will never see again. Because I y'all to pray for me.
God bless you.
God bless you. Come on. Did anyone else got a praise report?
Good morning. This is Sister Jerry Hall. I'm just happy to be alive on this morning. I just thank the Lord for waking me on this morning. I prayed some years back to just think of the Lord and have him on my mind daily because I felt like I wasn't thinking about him and reading my word enough. But now I think about him daily and I pray several times throughout the day, and I just thank the Lord for my life. Amen.
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 How many more, Dr. Johnson?
Just take a couple more, Mother.
Okay. Come on, y'all. We have a couple more, two more praise report this morning. Did anybody have a praise report?
This is Sister Lucille.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to first give honor to God.
God. Jesus.
When dealing with human beings like you and like me, in order for us to really believe that God was truly in the room, believe that God was truly bringing a miracle or something, he always had to do something spectacular. Said in the Word of God, the children of Israel, you know, for them to believe that God was in the business, he had to do something spectacular. Here they are at the Red Sea, the mountains on the right and left, back behind them, here comes Pharaoh's army. God speaks to Moses, stretch out your rod, Moses. He stretches out the rod. Red Sea opens up. They walk across with the Red Sea standing back, hush, like a baby. Walk across through those waves, standing back, hush. and then they get to the other side, and God closes up the Red Sea. That was something spectacular. They were so in awe about what God did. What happened a little later on? A little later on, they needed some water. They forgot the one who opened the Red Sea and made water stand back was the same one who had brought them that far. And they needed something spectacular again to prove to them that God was God. And I don't know why people are like that, but we are like that, most of us. So here they are. They are in the upper room, and God could have just, you know, gave them the Holy Ghost, and, you know, it fell on them. But he had to give them something, some type of sign, you might say, that something is happening. There's more than one sign that happened in the upper room. We know the tongues was a sign of the Holy Ghost. But what else happened? Here's this rushing mighty wind. When they say something, get ready to happen. Well, it made them, you know, they've always been a people of spectacular movement in order to believe. And so this wind came in like a rushing mighty wind. Fill the house. What can fill a house? Wind. There are only two things I really know of that can really fill the house so tremendously. That is water, like we had the tsunami. And when it came, that tsunami filled everything up. Water and everything washed everything away. And wind does the same thing. It fills the complete house. It can do that. So he sent, God sent wind this time to prove this spectacular event happening. And Acts 2 and 3, it says, and there appeared unto them, here's another sign, cloven tongues, like as of fire, and it set upon each of them. Now, the folks who are arguing against tongues all over the world, I don't want to be misquoted. I know what I said a while ago. I told you the Bible. Read 1 Corinthians, the 14th chapter. It will help you greatly. But I do believe in tongues, and I do speak in tongues. I just believe the Bible. It gives us order about tongues. And if you haven't read it, you need to read the Word of God. But it's for the edification of yourself many times. And you interpret it, then it edifies the church. Because they don't know what you're saying otherwise. They don't know what you're saying otherwise. People, see, we got people on this prayer line from all kinds of, they're not just Pentecostals. They're Baptists, they're Presbyterian, they're Catholics, they're Methodists, everything. So the Word of God takes precedent over all things. Here in Acts 2 and 3, there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire. Now, the people who fight tongues, I want to say to you, why would you fight tongues? Why would you be fair with God, fair with him? Because, you see, if you've ever had, if you know of anybody who has bilingual attributes, they are able to speak in several different languages. They can speak French. They can speak English. They can speak German. They can speak all kind of languages. And there are hundreds and thousands of languages. But if you believe that a man can speak 3, 4, 5, 6 languages, why would you doubt that the Holy Ghost, who was there that made languages with God, why would you doubt that he could speak in all languages? He can speak in every language. He knows every language on the face of this earth because he's the one with God who made languages. Yeah, there were three, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. They created the world according to the Word of God. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as of fire. Let's just be fair with God. If you believe man can speak in all them languages, why can't you believe the Holy Ghost can speak in all those languages? And he can. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. That was the sign. Yeah. I think that sign that showed that something get ready, that the Holy Ghost was coming, was that rushing mighty wind. And then the tongues fell on the people. Yeah. Where he gave them a sign that the Holy Ghost was there, fell on the people, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the Father sent a gift back to us. After Jesus died, he went, sent it to the Father. The Father sent the gift back, which will abide with us forever. And that gift is the Holy Ghost. I'm out of time. Amen. Let me take up here tomorrow, because there are a lot of other things that I haven't covered that you think need to be covered, I'm sure. But I will get them if you just give me time. Amen. 3 or 4 days here. Takes a lot of teaching on the Holy Ghost. Amen. But that's the background of what was going on. And let me just solidify this real quickly here. Why did I give that background? Because to show how the people were hurting. And then you go over here to the Word of God, which tells you what is the Holy Ghost. Yeah, what is the Holy Ghost? And it tells you in the Word of God what it is. It is the Comforter. Yeah, John 14:28 tells us that he is the Comforter. Why did I mention the background? Because they needed comforting. Their hearts were broken. They were bruised. They were down. And what is the Comforter? The Comforter is the Helper. In the Greek language, it is the Helper. So that's why I gave that, because they were heartbroken. They were burning down. They needed the Helper, and the Helper comes to help you in all things. God bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. I'm out of time here, and I'll get back to it tomorrow. All right, Dr. Stern, can you get those prayer requests? Get me about 5, 6, 7 prayer requests, and let's pray.
Yes, sir. God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and we thank God for the Word of God. Praise the Lord. It's not just words of wisdom. It's also the Word of God, and we believe the Word of God. God bless you, Dr. Johnson. And we're at this point on the prayer line that it's time for your prayer request, and we certainly want to send your prayer request to the throne of grace. Is it anyone that has a prayer request this morning? Good morning, First Fruit Prayer Line. Prayer request.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is Mother Johnson from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just want y'all to continue to pray for my health, my family, and don't forget to pray for my condo.
Yeah.
Supposed to pick up the keys on Friday.
Yes, ma'am. We certainly will agree with you in prayer this morning for the things that you're asking God for. We believe God for that, Mother Johnson. Amen. Anyone else this morning?
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for my auntie Harry Smith and her daughter Verna Smith. And continue to pray for me and my family. Thank you.